The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Going to Mary is the most practical thing we can do. Today we celebrate the memorial of the Queenship of Mary, when she was in heaven and our Lord, Father, Son, and Spirit crowned her Queen of Heaven and Earth. We could talk theology for a long time that, yes, because Jesus is the King, in the Old Testament, the Queen is the mother of the King, not the wife. We could do that for a long time and talk about more. Beginning to know Mary, I think it's a lot simpler just to go to her and just see how she takes care of everything. I share this story all the time. In high school, one of my classmates was a very passionate atheist. He did not believe in God. Wasn't mean about it, but if you asked him, "Why don't you believe?" he just said, I don't talk about it. It was nice, all that. And so one day, my senior year of high school, he was in the chapel, and I saw him enter, kneel before the tabernacle, prayed for a bit, left, and did the sign of the cross three times before leaving. I was just, okay, something happened. Months later, sat next to him on a bus on a field trip and asked him, what happened? And he said he went to the chapel one day and just this experience of the love of God hit him. And the next day he went again because he was just, oh my goodness, is this all real? And he finished by going to a statue of Mary. And he said it was the same thing, but like 10 times stronger. I'm not saying Mary's stronger than God, obviously. But God likes to give us gifts through Mary. God was pleased to crown Mary Queen of Heaven and Earth. And it pleases him when we go to Mary and Mary brings us to him. God is so generous. He wants to give Mary that role. And he wants to have us be in relationship with her too. She is so good because Jesus shared his mother with us. And she's the most gentle, most sweet, most loving of mothers. And she wants to be good to us. The most painful thing for a mother is when a child won't share their heart with her mom and just say, "I'm fine, leave me alone." Mary too, one of the most painful things we can do for her is just not share our hearts with her. And one of the best things we can do is just go to Mary and tell her what's on her heart. Not only is Mary our mother, she's also the queen. Jesus shared his mother. He also wants to share his throne with Mary. It's not because she's so great. It's not because she's so mighty. It's because Jesus is so great and so mighty, and he loves her so much that she crowns her queen. And because she's queen, she's right next to Jesus, and anything she asks him, she has his ear. She can go right to him and say, "Please, my child needs this. Please, Jesus, do this for her." And every time, Jesus will say yes to Mary. She's the most good, most beautiful, and most powerful queen, simply because Jesus is that good, beautiful, and powerful. The most practical thing we can do is just go to Mary. It's not fancy. It's not perfect. It's not beautiful. It's just go to Mary with your heart. The spiritual exercise today, it's not fancy. Just take a minute and talk to Mary. Share your heart with her because it will please her a great deal and because it's the most practical thing we can do.